From NPR News, I'm Tony Cox. As the year creeps to an end, and we, among others, report on the major stories of the past 365 days, we also thought now would be as good a time as any to look at some of the biggest underreported stories of the year. Joining me to help run down the list is Norman Solomon, a syndicated columnist on politics and the media and executive director of the Institute for Public Accuracy. Norman is with us by phone from Berkeley, California. Norman, nice to have you on.
Hi, Tony.
And Amy Goodman, host of the syndicated radio show Democracy Now! She joins us from her studio in New York City. Amy, nice to have you as well.
Hi, it's great to be with you.
Of course, we cannot cover all of the items that might have been missed this year. And I should also add that, like love and beauty, what is singularly important might be in the eyes of one person and not necessarily in the eyes of the other. Having said that, though, I think that few might argue with the fact that the numbers of wounded and injured returning from Iraq, certainly the pictures of that, have not received the kind of attention that perhaps it should have from those of us in the media. What should we know about this story that we may not? Amy, I'll let you start us.
It's an absolutely critical issue, a dire situation. We are not hearing anything near the numbers of U.S. soldiers, servicemen and women who've been medevaced out of Iraq. We're talking nearing the number 20,000. We're not just talking about the soldiers who have died, but those who are suffering from morbid injuries. Medicine keeps people alive longer than ever, but we're talking about loss of limbs, and we're also talking about mental problems at a level that is extremely frightening and is getting almost no coverage. The level of, you could say, shock of the soldiers who are returning now from Iraq.
But Norman, you could find out the numbers of people that are killed and wounded. The newspapers are running, albeit small, I grant you that, they're running the numbers almost on a daily basis. Is this a matter of where you go to get the information?
Well, if it's not prominent in the media, then it doesn't have much political or social impact. So the reality is that this is being swept largely under the rug, and it's especially important because so many people, based on the evidence, have come to believe that this war was based on deception and lies. And it's bad enough when people have been maimed because of a war that they have reason to believe was right. But so many people, I think justifiably, have come to the conclusion that this war was based on lies, and so the wounded in our midst are also a cautionary message about the wisdom of trusting those in the White House when it comes to going to war.
Let's move on to another story, the U.S. elections. How is it possible, Amy, that this could be a story that was underreported?
Well, you can't report the U.S. elections enough, of course, because we're talking about the election of someone who has more impact on not only this country, but the rest of the world than anyone else on earth. The lack of coverage of the questioning of having election that basically is unverifiable, increasingly having these computerized voting machines, about a third in this country now, that have no paper trail, no record that can be checked. It's not just about this election. This will be with us long into the future.
Let me run through a number of other topics. First one to you, Norman, having to do with a number of studies coming out this year showing that the gap between rich and poor had widened in the United States, and this was particularly true in black inner cities and on the nation's reservations. We didn't hear much about that, did we?
Yeah, very underreported, and when it's not reported widely, then it can't be put on the front burner in terms of social remedies. In the 90s, poverty dropped a bit. Since the beginning of the 21st century, it has actually risen in this country, and there's also a huge racial disparity, because if you look at what is officially called the spectrum of, quote, distressed neighborhoods, you find that African Americans are living in those neighborhoods, a proportion of children upwards of 25-28%, and that is way above other racial groups. So there's an element of institutionalized racism to the poverty in this country that also just doesn't get mainstream media attention.
Amy, another subject. Sudan, another story. I've read a great deal about it. I've seen it in the paper quite a bit, and yet you suggest that that's one of the stories that has not been covered adequately.
The Sudan is an issue that cannot get enough coverage, though people have heard the word. We're talking about genocide, and there's nothing near the stories that would be proportionate to the absolute tragedy that is going on there. And, you know, this goes right through to the tsunami today as we hear for the first time many people in this country about the area of Indonesia that's ground zero, Aceh. Mm-hmm. It's actually suffering from two cataclysms. One is this global catastrophe, that is the tsunami and the earthquake, but the other is the longtime military occupation of Aceh, where the Indonesian military has closed that area to the outside world and killed off many more people than have actually died in this tsunami.
Let's bring it to a close with this. Amy, I'm going to give you the last word today. We're running out of time. We have about 30 seconds or so, but I need to know from you this. If you have to choose a general reason why a story goes undercovered, what would it be?
I think we have a media that acts as a conveyor belt of the lies of not only the administration, but the power elite in Washington. And I think that corresponds directly with the largest media consolidation this country has ever seen. And that is a direct threat to democracy in this country.
Amy Goodman is host of the syndicated radio and television news program Democracy Now! And author of The Exception to the Rulers. And Norman Solomon is a syndicated columnist on politics and the media and executive director of the Institute for Public Accuracy. Thank you both for being on today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tony.